It is Mind Food Radio at mindfood.com, and I welcome from Silver Fern Farms, Justin Courtney. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, let's talk about some of these fantastic farming partners that you're featuring in Mind Food magazine.
Thanks. Well, this month we've got the Clevelands from North Otago. They've got a stunning property there called Braylon. And that's Mary and Ross and Jeff and Diane Cleveland. And they've been pioneers around how they look after water through managing water irrigation systems for their community in a responsible way, right through to soil conservation. They've taken up a whole lot of direct drilling techniques to make sure that plants thrive in some pretty tough and challenging conditions at times because it gets pretty dry there. Lovely family partnership between them all. And what's quite unique about them is that they've got three different classes of stock. They farm both all beef, deer, and lamb for us. So you've got some incredibly good stockmanship skills there to handle deer, which takes a certain type of skill, and also manage a farm system in a way that all those animals are getting appropriate feed and are in top condition, and they do a remarkable job of that.
How big is your venison market?
We're the largest producer of venison in New Zealand. We export that to the world, and we are world leaders in that space. New Zealanders, of course, pioneers in that venison space, and we do quite a bit with venison in terms of how we put that into those top-end restaurants around the world.
What recipe did we get that came from this farm?
Well, they've done steaks three ways. We've got three ways of cooking a steak. You'll love it. There's something there for those who want beef tonight, lamb or venison. So I'd recommend ripping out that page and making sure it stays on your fridge.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a carnivore. You're right up my alley. Brilliant. Well, another fantastic edition of Mind Food Radio with Justin Courtney from Silver Fern Farms. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.